Air Canada, as you probably already heard, they discontinued services to Gander earlier this week and temporarily suspended the St. John's Toronto route. That leaves people who commute to the mainland for work without a way to get there. Exploits Valley Air is looking at the possibility of filling that void. Pat White is the owner and president of Avis. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. White.
Good morning, and how are you this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I think there's a lot of people who probably have their ear to this issue, but how might Avis be able to help rotational workers who need to travel but can't because of canceled Air Canada flights?
Yeah, well, of course, that news is only just a week old, and what we're doing is we got a Survey Monkey out, and we're looking at the aspects specifically of the turnaround worker. And of course, there's a number of moves taking place to try to accommodate the turnaround worker model. There are some aircraft, jet aircraft, that are coming across the country dedicated to turnaround workers. And so we're reaching out to the workers. We're going to reach out to the companies and try to find a way to be able to, you know, get the people that probably wind up in Halifax that have difficulty connecting, getting down here, that perhaps we can put a bit of a round robin on from Halifax, you know, Stephenville, Deer Lake, Gander, St. John's, and back through. So that's what we're right in the middle of doing. I got a meeting as soon as I get off this call. Now I'm going on into Gander and have another meeting on that. And while these things are a bit of a patchwork of trying to accommodate that, look, the reason here, the business model is off the charts. It's all crazy in this business. But, you know, my heart goes out to those people that are out there trying to make a living. You know, they're going back and forth. It's a hard racket. I've done that back in the day when you had to go for 3 months at a time. And, like, it's really hard. You got a time shift to 3.5 hours. You miss your family. You miss your kids. You miss our place here in Newfoundland and Labrador. So, you know, this is adding a lot of mental stress and a lot of torment to people. So that's why we're at that. And I'm going to try to see what we can do, and of course other airlines in the region too, because the focus should be, for now, is let's see if we can accommodate the turnaround workers. There's going to be lots of time to see what the business model is going to look like after this, so, you know, there's some time there, but we should really focus on that turnaround worker here. Now, the vacation traveler and so on will get taken care of in due course, but I really believe the turnaround workers is important at this time, right?
So that's where your priorities lie, and I mean, being a rotational worker is hard in the best of times, let's face it. And you did mention that survey that you were going to share. So has it been shared yet?
It's ongoing. And you know what? I lack the knowledge and understanding of, I only heard about a monkey survey it was. I have no idea why they call it a monkey survey. But anyway, look, there's a great team of people at Avis that are busier than a dog in the parking lot of fire hydrants going flat out to try to find something with this. But, you know, I really appreciate the media's interest in this thing because it's heart-rending to me. And look, what we have to do, and the message has to stay out there, is you guys all out there in this radio world and on social media, you reach out to your member of parliament and to even your MHA, or don't care who it is, because at the end of the day, the federal government, you know, over the past 40 years has probably gotten revenues and benefits of about $1 trillion over the past four decades, you know, from the aviation industry, the aerospace industry, the airport business, NAV Canada. Just remember, it was only, a number of decades ago when they commercialized NAV Canada, they commercialized the airports, they sold off Air Canada. So when you look at their gross domestic footprint and so on over the past four decades, you know, it's created about $1 trillion. And here the industry needs, well, you know, started out to be 5 to 7. It's probably going to wind up being $8 to $10 billion. But if you look at that, that's a small investment. And it's really important to our country and really important to our traveling public that the federal government step up with the industry-specific help for the industry.
And Pat White, how big a demand do you expect from rotational workers?
Well, you see, it's hard to tell because it all has to do with timing. You know, when we were working with the Indian Air Canada system, it was pretty easy. But now we have to see, like, you know, how they're getting to Halifax, what the timing is. So the arrival times, and of course, they wind up shifting and changing. So this thing is, like Buddy says, trying to hit a moving target, eh, Buddy? So we're looking closely at that because, you know, ultimately what I'd like to avoid is somebody, you know, after maybe coming on a red eye from out west and is hung up in Halifax, tormented, pissed off and everything else. So we're trying to look at that and see if we fit, whether we can make this fit or not. And again, we're going to reach out to the companies and appeal to the companies. Say, look, we have a solution that can get your anybody that gets hung up in Halifax. Now, if they can find a way to get through to home, then it's pretty good. Maybe we'll have to look at something from Gander to St. John's to help the people from central Newfoundland or to get dropped off, you know, in St. John's. Because, you know, driving, people get back as late and they want to get home and they're on the road in the middle of the night, you know. And, you know, we still have yet to twin all our highways in Newfoundland. And if you look at the head-on collisions we've had over the past couple of years. So safety is a really good part of that, too. So, as I say, we're going to have a look at this. I don't know how tangly it's going to be. But as I say, I have a meeting on it in the next little while when I go in there now, girl.
And Mr. White, I mean, you are the owner of Exploits Valley Air, so I'd love to ask what your own personal reaction to the lack of service in and out of Gander. Do you, I mean, did you ever think that you would see the airport so diminished?